Happy Wednesday, beautiful people. Welcome to another episode of The Cardia Experience.
What's up, everybody?
We're so excited to be here. It's been, lately we've been doing this like what, every other week?
More or less? Yeah, we've just been doing them when we're doing them.
Yeah, so recently I actually put up on my Instagram what topics you guys would want to hear about, and I got a lot of relationship responses.
So let's talk about relationships.
Yes.
I'm glad that we're doing a podcast because the other day, Emily and I were asked to be a part of a Facebook Live event for another church, pastor friends of ours in Texas. And as we were streaming Facebook Live from my phone, I didn't notice that the camera wasn't just showing my upper body where, you know, I had my t-shirt on, but it was also showing a little bit of my lower body on accident because I think Emily moved the camera.
No.
And I've been doing all these Zooms and Facebook Lives with no pants on. So,
You've been wearing boxers.
A lot of people that day. And afterwards, the pastor, she texted me like, oh my gosh, we had people from everywhere, Arkansas and here and California and here and there and here and there. And I'm like, wow, they definitely all saw my teal boxers that I was wearing that day. Very embarrassing, but not really, because it's what it is. That's me.
Yeah, I've been trying to remind you to put some pants on.
Well, alrighty then. That's a great way to start. Welcome relationships.
To, yes.
Everything is relationship.
It is.
All of existence is relationship, and humans need relationships. We depend on relationships for our sense of well-being. And yet what I think a lot of people don't recognize is that all of our relationships with others flows from the relationship we have with ourselves. And so let's talk a little bit about our journey with relationships and what we've learned, what we've picked up along the way, what we're seeing and noticing. And maybe you can just tell everybody how amazing it is and what your experience has been living with such a godly, spiritual person. Why are you laughing?
Oh, man.
Tell the people.
It has been the best 7 years of my life.
And she did not roll her eyes when she said that.
Not at all. I'm just kidding. No,
Wait, what are you kidding about?
I don't know. This is going to be fun. Well, the past 7 years have been one heck of a roller coaster, but it's been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I think our relationship really flourished when we each decided to kind of go within, you know, and just focus on our individual selves. That's really when I feel like we came back together stronger and healthier than ever, because when we started our relationship, we obviously, Danny, since he's a pastor, we got married right away within like a year and a few months of dating. So that was really hard, like moving in together, living together. That was so much new,
and starting a church at the same time.
Yeah, so that was a lot. So we barely had time to even focus on our relationship, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was all about all the things that were happening. What's next? What's here? What's that? You know, so I think, like I said, when it wasn't until we decided to focus on ourselves that we really flourished and blossomed.
Yeah. And I can just speak for myself when I say that, you know, at times it's definitely felt like, I don't even know what the right word is, but there have definitely been times when I know both of us can say things just felt off, and that we recognized that change was needed. But for me, as I became more and more desperate to see some sort of change, and for a while I thought that change needed to come from you, at one point I just got so desperate for change that I finally recognized the only change I can truly bring about is within myself. And that was how I experienced the shift that you're talking about, because as long as I was trying to change you to meet my criteria and standard, which is fluctuating and always changing. As long as that was my focus, I was just making life a lot more difficult for myself. So that's what got me looking at myself, and that's what really got me to start taking responsibility for my emotions.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the more in a relationship, the more that we can learn to love ourselves, the less harm we can cause to one another. You know, because you know how what love is when you're loving yourself. So it changes everything.
And really, the way other people treat you is a reflection of the way they treat themselves. The way I treat you is also a reflection of the way I treat me. And so seeing that for myself has allowed me to access a lot of empathy, and it has allowed me to bring a lot more understanding to our relationship. Because, for example, you and I, not too long ago, were having a conversation about the fact that sometimes I have felt like you come off very strong towards me. I've talked about this before, Hartley.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how, you know, sometimes I feel like you come across very strong. And I used to take that kind of as an attack, you know, in my own way, when in reality you have always had good and pure intentions, and you want to help, and that's just how you communicate to me, because that's also how you communicate to yourself.
Yeah.
And so I do think as you have become more gentle with yourself and I have become more gentle with myself, the way we express ourselves has developed and changed.
For sure.
And but if those moments still occur, whenever they still occur, as minimal as they may be, that I feel you are coming at me in an aggressive kind of way, I check myself.
I'm just passionate.
Yeah, and you're in a passionate way.
There we go, not aggressive.
But if I'm interpreting it as aggressive, I want to first check myself before I make any assumptions about you and your intentions in what you're doing and saying. I want to check and see if I'm really seeing you for who you are at your core, and not just through the lens of my own insecurities in that moment.
That's another thing too. I think it's important to be with somebody who allows you to fully embrace and be yourself. Because I think it's important to have your own identity, you know, outside of the relationship. You need to be who you are, because we are all who we are at our soul, at our core, which is beautiful. But I think it's important to have a partner that lets you embrace that, that lets you just fully be yourself.
Right.
A relationship should feel like freedom and home at the same time.
I love that. I love that. And that's what love really is it not? It's to look at someone exactly as they are and to love them without any conditions.
That's been a big one for me, at least, you know, just not having expectations. Because that was a lot of our arguments. You know, I would expect you to X, Y, Z. And then what? When you don't do it, guess what? I'm disappointed. So throughout the years, that's something that I've learned, is that you cannot have expectations on anyone.
Yeah. I mean, we even talked about, this is being very open, but at one point we had a conversation about me expecting you to be my mother and you expecting me to be your father.
Yes, yes.
And people, we just, we're so, and by we, I just mean humans, you know, we're so blinded to the ways that we put these expectations on other people based on our upbringing and our experience throughout life. So yeah, it's allowing other people to be who they are, and really what has helped me a lot, and we've talked about this too, what's helped me a lot has been seeing you with your closest friends. Because that too, for me, has been a realization. As I have been able to watch how comfortable you are with your closest friends, and as I've been able to see how they respond to you, things that maybe you may do or say that may irritate me or annoy me, for your friends, they're still 100% engaged with you and they hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
You got what I'm saying? But for me, I may make an issue about
XYZ. Yeah. I think that was another changing point for us too when we decided, you know what? We need, like, this needs to be a friendship.
Right.
Like, when anyone asks me what is, like, advice for a relationship or a marriage, I think I always say be best friends, mm-hmm. because you would never, like, talk bad about your best friend. Mm-hmm. You would never betray them. You mm-hmm. would never get mad at them over the little things. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that's important to keep in a, like, relationship.
Right, and with your best friend, you give them the benefit of the doubt, right? Because there is trust.
Yes.
There's trust.
Yes, you know that they want what's best for you.
Right.
Vice versa.
Right. And when that foundation is there, now, mind you, this takes a while. You know, it takes, and there's actually a lot of couples who never get to that place. You know, and there's couples who get to that place and then life happens. Mm-hmm. But either way, right now, what matters most, I know for us and our connection, is that we know that we're for each other and not against one another. And that we can trust each other so that we don't find the need to have to try and control one another.
Mm-hmm. That's another big one that I feel like that was one of our issues, the control part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like, oh, I accept you, but I don't like when you do this or this and that, you know? And that's, I think, a big issue with a lot of couples. It's funny because Danny and I, we are our own, like, people.
Yeah.
You know, like, yes, we are together. We are married. We are very in love and we are best friends. But we don't do every single thing together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and whenever, sometimes when I go to things by myself, people are like, where's Danny? Like, what's wrong? Are you okay? Are you guys okay? I'm like, yeah, we're great.
Like, they're probably like.
Yeah, they're probably like, what? Are you serious? No way, she's lying. But really, like, I honestly love that we have our own lives and we are completely okay not texting each other every 5 minutes, not going to every place together. Right. You know, I think that's healthy.
Right.
You should not be attached or codependent.
Exactly. And it goes to the point of what you and I were speaking of earlier today about just not being emotionally dependent on another person.
Yes.
Right? Because if your peace, if your happiness is attached to somebody else's acceptance of you or attachment to you, then you're putting your life and your emotional well-being in the hands of someone else. And at that point, you lose it.
Yeah. A relationship should bring you joy, but it should not be your source of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
The source of happiness has to come from something greater than, you know, the other person within, yes.
It comes from within.
Yes.
And it's not until we find it there that we can share it
to one another.
Here with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's really good. And even, you know, we can even bring this up too, because it's a interesting conversation and it's current. Because this is the Cardi experience.
It is.
So we got to go a little layer deeper into conversation. But with your tattoos. So that's an example, right? Like the other day, before Emily got her newest tattoo, the latest edition, which is a pretty cool phrase you got on your thigh, which says, love is the bridge between you and everything, which is really cool. And I love that message. You know that I'm not the biggest fan of tattoos.
Yeah.
It's not anything other than probably just the way that I was brought up. And that's just how it is. I don't have a problem with tattoos. Anybody can get as many tattoos as they like. I like tattoos. You know, it's just, if I had a preference, I feel like, you know, I haven't necessarily always been attracted to women who have a bunch of tattoos. Now, with that being said, the other day before Emily went to go get her newest tattoo, I had mentioned some sort of a comment to you. I can't remember what it is that I said word for word.
I remember.
Oh, gosh. What did I say?
Basically, you were like, not that I hold on to things, you know, we're past it. But basically, you were like, oh, you know, you have such a nice husband. I give an inch, you take a whole foot. Basically, I give you freedom and you take like the full freedom.
Right. So we had that kind of conversation. We did have that conversation. And something I said as we were having that conversation was, you know, it's fine. It's okay. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But I'm allowed to have my preferences. I can just have preferences. That's what I said.
Yeah.
And after I said that, you know, I just came to the recognition of, for what and why. And what I mean by that is, like, is this preference that I have worth me getting emotionally worked up for no reason every time you decide to get ink? Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is my preference so important to me that it would cause me to say something to you like I did? Oh, that's our dog.
Callie.
Dropping over plants in the house. But is my preference worth me losing my sense of peace?
Yeah.
When you decide to make any decision like
that's
that.
That's also in relationships, people care so much about the external too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm still me, even mm-hmm. if I have tattoos or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I've heard of so many relationships where the guy or the girl gets angry or upset with the other person because they gained weight. They think they gained weight or they lost too much weight. You know, like, so many relationships are just so much about the external and the look of things
mm-hmm.
rather than the insides of somebody.
Right, right.
Which is really what matters.
Right, for sure, for sure. I also think it matters how you do your hair and how you look and how I look, because I just love to enjoy your beauty. And so I like to comment on what your hair color is going to be next. No, but I totally understand you, and that's, you know, that's why this works, because you and I, you know, we have something deeper than just the surface. But yeah. I did want to bring that up, because it's like my preference, as I termed it that day, caused me to, you know, approach the issue in a way that did cause a little bit of tension.
Yeah.
Unnecessarily in my mind, because yeah. for what? Again, for what?
Yeah.
For what?
I think that's something that's so good for people, myself too, to ask
right.
yourself, for what?
Right.
For like something
what's
so
my,
simple.
What's my goal? Right.
You know, for what? Because I remember I came home. I remember I was on the way there and I was really upset and I was like, damn, should I still do this? Should I? And I'm like, you know how you have those conversations right. within your head. My inside is like, no, screw that. You are your own person. Like, right. you want this. You've been wanting this for a while. It's for you. It's not for him or for anybody else.
Right.
So whatever. When I got home, like, everything, like, you were okay. We were fine.
Right.
You were just like, oh, like, that's really nice.
Right. I mean, I was okay before the fact too. It's not like I've told you, don't do it or anything
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. But obviously, I just wanted to, for some reason, put in my two cents because I was holding on to this
yeah.
preference.
Yeah, but right. just, you know, we're all imperfect human beings. We still have our little things,
right.
you know. But I think it's important to remember to ask that question. For what?
Right.
You know, because if anything is bringing you out of alignment, what does that say about you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's mm-hmm. that's bottom line. That's what matters. You being at peace and happy with yourself. And why should that peace and happiness be in somebody else?
Well, it just goes down to control again, even though we wouldn't want to term it in that way because it's very strong,
but that's what that is.
Yeah, it just comes down to control. And does that mean now if you're in a relationship and the other person is just living their life and it seems to be crossing some boundaries for you that you have to remain in that relationship? No, it doesn't. I think there's a way too that people can peacefully depart mm-hmm. and love each other as they do it whenever those kind of things happen. But, you know, yeah.
Relationships can be fun. And they're meant to be fun. They're meant to be enjoyed loved. Mm-hmm. And I think somewhere along the line, we lose that.
For sure.
So always my advice would be to bring yourself back to yourself. Always. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because when you can love yourself, you can learn to love others and be the best partner to your person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all the relationships, mm-hmm. it begins within.
Mm-hmm. Love you.
Love you too.
What tattoo should I get next?
I love how you have your tattoos planned, but you
I do have that. Tattoos planned, even though I'm not getting them. And it's not for any other reason other than I think it's going to hurt. That's why I don't have tattoos. For real.
So. Or do you have tattoos? No, I'm just kidding. Because wow. I know your mom and dad listen to this.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
That's funny. What was I going to tell you? We were supposed to do a question at the end of every podcast that we were going to ask each other. And we forgot today.
Oh, dang it. We did. But we can talk about what books we're reading.
Okay. Because
I know you're loving your book that you're reading right now.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I said that to you. I'm just reading like a lot of books. That's why.
You wanna let the people know what you're reading?
Yeah. So I'm reading one book by a guy named David Stendhal Rast. And it's called Deeper Than Words. And this guy was a Benedictine monk who did a lot of interfaith dialogue. He was especially interested in Christian and Buddhist dialogue. And in this book, he breaks down one of the earliest Christian creeds known as the Apostles' Creed. It was like one of the first statements of faith that Christians united around in the early days of Christianity. And he goes phrase by phrase, statement by statement, kind of explaining what we mean by these words when we proclaim them as Christ followers. And he does so from a very wide and embracing and open perspective that I really appreciate. So for those of you who are into that kind of thing, check it out.
Cool.
I'm also reading on Audible Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth, which is superb.
Yeah, I gotta listen to that one.
Mm-hmm.
I am currently reading, well, I'm actually finishing it up right now, Big Magic. Oh, actually, I have two books. Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. So good. She talks about creativity, just unleashing your full creativity, loving what you do, and how it's important to, when you got that fire in you, to like use that creativity because it mm-hmm. it eventually goes away, and just, you know, just encouraging you to be your best creative self, which, yeah, such a good book for me right now because it's teaching me, as I go back into work, to only do the things that bring me joy.
I love that.
Just because life is too short, and why do anything that doesn't bring you joy?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm reading that, which, amazing book. I want to read it again. That's how good it is. And then I am also reading The Untethered Soul.
Oh, yeah. I have seen you reading that.
Yeah. Super good. That one's a really good one.
I've heard great things. That's on my long list. And people give me a lot of books, too, and I don't really get to all of them. So I love you, and thank you for giving me books. I will take all the books people give. I just can't promise you I'm going to read them when you want me to.
That's okay.
But we're, yeah.
I'm kind of like that when people give me plants. That's why, because I think plants, books are kind of similar to it too, but.
It's personal.
Yes.
All right, let's
yes.
not get into okay. this whole other thing now. We love you guys. Thank you for joining us. Heartway at Home this Sunday is going to be phenomenal. And the next couple of weeks, we've got some really cool things planned. We're going to be starting our yearly annual summer series, One Christ, Many Christianities. And we've got some really cool guests, authors, teachers, ministers who will be engaging in conversation with our community. So 11:30 a.m. YouTube or Facebook Live. Oh, and then Thursday.
Tomorrow.
Night, which is tomorrow. But who knows when people are going to hear this
That's true.
Episode. But if you're listening to this before tomorrow, which is May 28th, May 28th in the evening at 7 p.m., I will be hosting a webinar, an interview with a mental health therapist from our community who has so many, so many gems to share with each and every one of you about why mental health matters and what some lessons are that have been gleaned throughout the last couple of months as we've all had to deal with the challenge of COVID-19. So hope to see you guys there. You can sign up at heartwaychurch.com.
Excited.
All right, bye.
We love y'all. Have an amazing week. Bye.